One would have been able to read the words Ach b'yoyim arishan tashbisu from Tesvot to Chafal b'yoyim arishan. In the same pasuk it says b'yoyim harishoyin in Hemshchah the pasuk b'yoyim arishan ad yoyim ashvi. When is Pesach? From Tesvot Nisan to Chafal. And in Yiddish Karavada a yomtiv starts at night, and without getting involved now, Chia Rabbeinu Tam says and all that thing, we're calling it 7 p.m. So yomtiv starts at 7 p.m. You would be mashbis to chametz at 7 p.m. That would be the pasuk pshat. That would taka be the pasuk pshat. But we know that Chazal are learning out that no, there's a Yisoy, that we do the Tashbisu from Chatzois. How did we get to the conclusion that we do it from Chatzois? Well, that's the whole sugis. We're starting with Abaya. Rashi's Abaya, Toysis is Abaya. The Hemshech, the Gemara has many other pshat, and you have to cheshbonize all the details. But slowly opening up Rashi's pshat and Abaya, where, how did Chazal come to the conclusion that B'yoyim HaRishayim Tashbisu doesn't mean on Tchilas Tesvav, but rather already from Chatzois of Yudalit. So Rashi learns it's a stira. Trey Kroik CV, there's a stira in the Tupsukim. And again, we started yesterday, but again, Lalabin is saying, what exactly is a stira? Mitzat Tashbisu, and Lisaber Esaizen, we were Matsia to go with a Mahalach that it takes 17 minutes to burn the Chametz, to make it from Guski Yafet to Afrodahara, Efer. Rashi names on the mitzvah tashbisu, you can start doing at 7 o'clock. Aye, vos haste, at 7:05, 7:10, 7:14 even, it's still chametz. Yeah, but I'm being mashbis to chametz. Mitzvah sheni though, bal yiroh is that for 7 days, the entire 7 days, afilu rega echad, commemorate, shouldn't be chametz. So, ha-chocham einav b'roishoy, if from 7 o'clock you're not allowed to have chametz, and you know in advance that it takes you 17 minutes. I mean, you have to know, maybe, how do you know? Maybe it takes 22 minutes, you have to know. But again, for our marshal, we're calling it the 17 minute thing. So you're mechuyev to be mevarad already at 6:43. The emes is, there's comment, the mekairis for this. There's a targum yoinus in Parshas Rei, in Boy it says, but in Parshas Rei again, it says, lo yiroh lecha, the targum yoinus says, v'tizdaharun mikamei pischa. The law, you should make sure from before Pesach that you shouldn't have the chametz, which Be'etzim is connected to a word we keep on quoting from Amnochem, that lo yiroh might also be an essay, the hainu. Make sure, do to it that you should not have chametz. That might be mean doing a bidik even the night before, yes. Otherwise, you're being naive. It's a mokhi shemach nisa by chametz. But more so for us right now, you know it takes 17 minutes to destroy. So I'd rather do it at 6:43. We can quote a lashon of a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, and later on in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, he says that the din of Shivas Yomim Lo Yimotzei is mechayiv you that koydim the shiva behechrech that you should already be metapel. So Zok Rashi now, Zok Davaya, Zok Rashi, we have a stira. Tashbisu says I can start at 7 o'clock. Lo Yiro L'Chayra is mechayiv me already at 6:43. What do we do because of this stira that it should shtim? We come to the conclusion that Tashbisu doesn't mean 7 p.m. Now the emes is, if you really were pushed in a corner and you had to just bend the rules a little bit, you would go back to 6:43. I don't see pushing it back. But no, Chazal already say, let's even push it back a full day. After the kaft is going to be a havamin, maybe even the rabbis leil yodalad. Maybe beer chametz should already be leil yodalad. Maybe beer chametz should be in the morning of yodalad. In the end, we're going to work it out. We're going to see. I hope to get there today. We get to Chatzos. But what was that first trigger that got us to come to realize that it's not 7 p.m., that it's not Tchilas Tesvav? Because of the stira. Because of the 17-minute fiasco over here that Tashbisa was allowing you to burn it at 7, but at 7:10, 7:14, you're being over a lot of the rice for so many minutes. The hechrich that it's before. Now, Toysis argues, Frek Toysis pirish b'kuntris minachsib b'yoyim arishon lahashbis mechlal demiksosei mutter. Toysis is quoting Rashi that you see that part of the day is mutter. How much? Those 17 minutes. I mean, however long it takes you. Ve'einir is oktoises ve'einir l'rido. Tashbisu ha'vari ve'lo yitziva ha'kosem l'sorfoi elo la'achri surei. For oktoises v'aseis, it's not true. V'chiv is only to be sorfed after it's asur. The hainu, And Rabbeinu Peretz says, Mashma Zayin, that Tosfos means to ask, it's not a Sfira. Tashbisu allows you to start at 7. Bal Yirah also allows you to start at 7. I was hasty, you're being naive at 7:05, 7:10, 7:14, there's still chametz. It's not a full 7 days without chametz. The first 17 minutes were with chametz. Kibin shemachazer al levare areo kimavur. You're coming to destroy it. You're coming to destroy it. The Marsha says, it's important, Nakuta, the Marsha says, that this Tosis in his Kasha is going with Shitasai from Daf Yud Beis. And maybe for a few minutes, I want to talk about the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. On Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, living in the reality that we know that everything starts from Chatzos, the Gemara says that it's Asur to eat Chametz from Chatzos, you have to be Mashtus to Chametz from Chatzos. But then Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda said, we have a problem. A person doesn't have a watch, he doesn't have a thing, and he might be confused, clock the cloudy day. He might not know exactly what time it is. It's Kedai to be Mevar, the Chametz an hour before. So don't eat the chametz an hour before, starting at 11 o'clock already. That was the hour of Rav Meir. And then Rabbi Yehuda goes even further. He says, no, already at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, shochamishas, toiling. You leave it hanging. Don't eat the chametz. You don't have to burn it yet. Don't eat it. The Emes says, the Gemara and the Maskana says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that extra hour because he's more worried about a more cloudy day. Not after the kach that you should burn it, but for eating chametz, don't eat the chametz during that hour. But there's a shlav in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, an important Gemara. The Gemara is before that there was a havamina. Reason Rabbi Yehuda, and after Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir says, no, 11 o'clock, burn it, that's it. 10:59, you can still eat chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, already at 10 o'clock, don't eat chametz. The Gemara has a habit, why? We want the person to be able to be busy to get wood. And it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda's beer chametz is sreifa. Dafka sreifa. We need to give him time to collect wood. So what do we say? Don't eat chametz. Interesting. He could eat other things. I would have said, don't eat anything. Be busy with the... Be eating, not eating chametz is going to put him in the mindset of, I'm going to go prepare. I mean, he can't eat matzah anyway. It's Erev Pesach, but I'm saying eat potatoes, yeah? But not eating chametz is going to remind him to go collect the wood. That's a Gemara. And it's a knet. It's Rebidul Shitasai. Azoy, if the machlekes remain, if we the say there, Rabbi Yehuda is worried about a more cloudier day, a bigger mistake of a 2 hour, it has nothing to do with what's punk Rabbi Yehuda?
Do we say he can't learn also?
No, only eating chametz. Interesting. Daf Yud Beis, a new concept. You could learn, you could eat potatoes. Don't eat chametz, and the purpose of not eating this chametz is in order to collect the wood. Gemara. But frek the Gemara, and it's a Rabbi Lashitasi, because he's the one dafka that's hung up on the doing with a fire. Frek the Gemara. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is doing it because he wants you to collect the wood? Hare, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold you have to burn chametz? And I quote, only shaloi b'shas b'yuroi. But b'shas b'yuroi, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you don't need wood. You can stamas, they crumble it up and throw it in the water. And mefarav zel ruach. Machlekes Rashi Tais, I'm sorry, it's the whole emes, we should do justice to this again at a different time, but what's negay for us now? The Gemara, it's Machlekes Rashi Tais. Rashi learns the Gemara's kash is, Rabbi Yehuda holds you only have to burn it when it's before 12 o'clock, when it's shalei b'shas b'yuroi. Once it's 12 o'clock, you could crumble it up and crush it and throw it in the water and just destroy it. I was like, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's whole thing that he just gives you an hour to collect the wood. What are you hung about collecting wood? Don't collect wood. At 12 o'clock, you can crush it anyways. And Tosfos learns punk fakert. Tosfos learns, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold you burn it? Dafka after. But at 11 o'clock, you can still crush it. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So what do you have to collect wood? You can always crush it at 11 o'clock. Seder, like both of them, it's the same kind of question. Why is it so important to collect the wood? There is a window of time that you don't have to use wood, that you don't have to burn it. But like Rashi, the kasha is, there's a window of time that you don't have to burn it afterwards. And like Tosfos says before, Zokta Marsha, that Nakuda is Tosfos Lashitasi over here. Tosfos' attitude is that you first burn it in the Havamina at 7 p.m., that you first start at 7 p.m., is in sync with Tosfos on your base, that Lafia Emes, when do you burn it? After. The dinner of Rabbi to burn it is after. As opposed to Rashi, that it's before. That's what the Marsha wants to say as a tzush still. I'm going to come back to that. Then Tosfos has another kasha, Va'oid. According to Rashi, our attitude was, Tashbisu lets you the first part of the Yom Tif, I don't know how long, 17 minutes we gave as an example, but you're allowed to have chametz at the beginning. What do you need achalak? Later on, the Gemara brings achalak, and the Pashtus, achalak just says, part of the day is mutter, part of the day is usser. For Tosfos, like Rashi, we already caught on that part of the day is mutter, part of the day is usser. So he says, like Lashon Sheni in Rashi, with the gematria of achas bita, which we'll get to, everyone came over about it. Well, that teaches Imamish Chatzos Hayom, that we wouldn't know yet. Now, right before we start Tosfos' Pshat on Abaye, I want to stress one more time an akuda. One more time, I want to stress an akuda. According to Rashi, Abaye was a stira. What's the aside of a stira? Crisis, the 17-minute crisis stira. Tashbisu says you can burn it at 7 o'clock. 6:43, you know it takes you time. You're going to start at 6:48 or 6:58 or at 7 o'clock and one on Sunday. There's minutes of a Bal Yirah there. We already spoke out. Again, why does Tosfos not hold of that problem? He has a other problem, but what is that not a problem? We said, the Vayla we said, because Faker Bal Yirah also lets you start at 7. We spoke out of Tosfos Rosh that says a different shot. He says, no, the Emes is Avad. The Bal Yirah really tells you to start at 6:43. But Tashbisu was not so crazy. It's saying, but if you didn't listen to that, and now you need to fix things up as a nitik lasse, like you wouldn't moisture the kachim, so now burn it. So you left over the chametz you shouldn't have. So now go. The way to fix it up is with Tashbisu. There is another mahalach from the Minchas Chinuch. It's not meduyik in Tosfos, but I want it just to be on the table. I mentioned it yesterday. Maybe fakert. Maybe it's not a stira because both Tashbisu and Bal Yirah have to start at 6:43. Fakert. But Tashbisu also says see to it that it's done before, and we'll come back to that as well. One more thing still in Rashi, we ended with, and we still have to put on the table. As the Gemara is going to develop, we're going to come to the conclusion that Tashbisu was taka from Chatzois. And the truth is, again, there's a lot of havminis. There's a havmini from Chatzois. There's a havmini that it actually is Leil Tesvav, but it's a chiddush. I would have thought it only starts in the day. Then there's a havmini of Leil Yudalid. There's a havmini, at the time we do bedika, there's a havmini, that's when you do beer. There's a havmini of Yudalid in the morning, and finally, Acholah gets me down to Chatzois. So there's a lot of different shlap. It's Yadua, and this is a topic we're going to talk about a lot, that Tashbisu starts from Chatzois. Ach, Bayoy, Marisha, Tashbisu starts from Chatzois. But what about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze? The law of the rice of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. It says in the first, Lo Yirah, Lo Yimotze. Shivas Yomim. And many Rishonim hold, no flexibility on that. Bal Yirah starts at 7 p.m. No way out of that. The Pasuk says, Krokid Chsiv, Avraman Naseh. Rashi, Daftal Adam and Aleph, says, Bal Yirah is from Chatzois. Midarais the chametz and yosem and atarib b'bal yiro v'achilam echatzois. There's a Rashi in Baba Kamach of Tess. Bal yiro from chatzois. There's a sphere from Rashi in Samach Gimel. We're going to talk about and Samach Gimel in Pesachim Rashi's mashmah that Bal yiro doesn't start from chatzois. We have to still talk about this. It's a machlokes Rambam and Raya. There's a lot about this. But like the machane of Rishonim, namely Rashi and the Rambam, if I'm giving you the info, Rashi and the Rambam hold that Bal yiro also starts from chatzois. Somehow, after Tashbisu starts from chatzois, Bal yiro also starts from chatzois. The Kana ben Shoyal. If Bal Yirah starts from Chatzos just like Tashbisu does, we just got back to our 17-minute crisis. Let me change the numbers, the Kidomet number. Tashbisu says you can start at 12 till 12:17. But Lachar Bal Yirah says you got to do it already at 11:43. Back to the crisis. The emes is the same kash you could ask on everybody. There's a shlav in the Gemara that the aim of the rabbi is Leil Tesvav. I hope to get there soon. But there's a shlav that I would have thought a crazy thing that Bal Yirah is only during the day, not the night. And the Riboy says, no, that it's even at night. So when is it Leil Tesvav? No, so when does Tashbisu start? Leil Tesvav. And when does Bal Yirah start? Leil Tesvav. I'm back to my 7 p.m. crisis. Well, and that's Kash on everybody. That's a Shlav in the Gemara. What's going to be over there?
But that's also, once you're out of Shuto Shomikra, is there a little bit more flexibility?
We said that yesterday. I'm going to say it again. In the Leil Tesvav, it's a little harder to say that. In the Leil Tesvav, when it's a little harder to say that. And there's common choice how exactly to say it. But that's the heart of the Kivun. The Kivun is that since Bal Yirah, Kipshuta, Yavada says, only the 7 days, whatever this riboy is, that there's a quasi Bal Yirah from already Chatzois, it could conform with the Tashbisu rules. Just a quick hour, if someone's bar mitzvah is Leil Tesvav, does he have to burn the chametz at 6:43 like this Havamina? The idea that you have to do it already from before, Yimachoy, he's a katan, he's not chayiv b'chol. But then it's going to come 7 p.m. and all of a sudden there's going to be a Bal Yirah. But he knows it's coming. He knows it's coming. What? What's Gavra? Which Gavra? Yeah, but he's a Katan. The Katan is not interested in the Brisker Rav. He's still a Katan. You already know the Brisker Rav. This Katan doesn't know the Brisker Rav.
No, the Chavetz has to be birthed.
I know, but he's a Katan. He doesn't know. You're smart. He doesn't know that. He's going to know soon in another 17 minutes. Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't the same question. It's not exactly the same question, but yeah. Tosfos. Nukud number one, before the confusion. According to Tosfos, Abaye is not because of a stira. There's no stira. Did we say why there's no stira? Yeah. Because everything could be at 7, everything could be at 6:43. Well, I'll go say that. But what? Yeah, there's an extra pasuk. So, Avada, some people think Tarsus means the whole pasuk of Achbi Amarishan Tashbisu, Sarmi Matechem, is extra. If the Torah said, Lo Yerah, for 7 days, I caught on, for 7 days, Lo Yerah, what do I need Tashbisu for? And that's about a Tois. Tois is not saying that the whole pasuk of Tashbisu is extra. You need Tashbisu for a mitzvah essay. What's wrong with that? A lot of times, the Torah gives a lav and an essay. What's more, it's a lav hanitikla essay. What's more, I want to tell you a fascinating Rabbeinu David. The Olam bought what I said. That Tashbisu, let's start at 7. Why didn't someone come and say, what's haste? I thought a Tashbisu should also require 6:43, Nechaz style. You know there's going to be a Din Tashbisu, 1 second. So the Charavan, Rabbeinu David says, the whole idea that we hopped on that Tashbisu starts from 7 is because it's an extra pasuk. The pasuk comes and says Tashbisu. So I say, oh, really it should be Lo Yerah, the Tashbisu is from 7. So I need the pasuk to set that up. Then I can figure out that the Bal Yerah also can start from 7, but I need it. So what's the extra pasuk? Tosfos doesn't mean the whole extra pasuk. He means just two words, B'yoyim HaRishayim. The pasuk could have said, "Avadi, you need the mitzvah essay for nitikla essay to be magala that it starts at 7, but you need the pasuk to say shivas yom matzah techelu ach tashbisu sarmi batechem. The words b'yom arishon is extra. So, Avadi, what do you do with the extra words b'yom arishon? It's a yatura. Get ready. A gross shtickle Torah day. Rishon is not going to be the tesvav. It's going to be the day before. When exactly the day before? A whole discussion we're going to soon see. Atkan, one pshat of Tosfos. Then Tosfos says another pshat, a moirid the kipshat, as we're going to be'ezer Hashem see soon. The Gemara, when we finally get to the conclusion that it means Yudalad, the Gemara is going to say, okay, you know when I'm Yudalad. Early Yudalad, the morning of Yudalad, the afternoon of Yudalad, 17 minutes before, a whole sack of Ataria, the maskan is Achalak. With a gematria that it's exactly half, but beautiful. Zach Tyson, 1 second. Achalak is not a game, it really exists. You know, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin, Ches Tzu Samach, you have it worked out. Who's Tuf's partner? Everyone came to me, what's Tuf's partner? Tuf doesn't have a partner. Aleph. Every 7 letters have partners. Each one. There are 22 letters. The first 21 letters, each one have 3 partners. Achas, Bita, Gif, Dechatz. Why didn't Rashi continue? Halak, Vimar. He didn't need to. It's not the Chule. He did 4 out of the 7 sets. It's because Ach is the Aleph and Chaf. He didn't need the other 4. The Aleph gets set up with a Ches. The Chaf gets set up with a Tzadi. The Chalifin, do you realize that if Ach B'yayim HaRishon would have meant Tesvav, but then you have Achalak, you know when Tashbisu would start? After Musaf, when you come home from Shul, and you said Tal, first day Pesach, you daven, you come home, now it's Chatzois, Ach B'yayim HaRishon, and Achalak, so Tashbisu would start Tesvav. Now that's Mamash Mishuna, that's 18 hours into Pesach. That's a steer to Bal Yerah. Hey, Bal Yerah, Avada said already from 7 p.m., well, 17 p.m. if you're so inclined. But Avada not.
What?
What's that Bal Yerah? No, Ach is on the Tashbisu.
Why can't you make Zer Shalat same way we did?
No, I'm going to look at 1 second. That's it's not, it says Shivas Yomim. It says a full 7 days. And Ach, if Ach would be going on Tesvav, it would allow you that Tashbisu first is talking to you after you finish Chazar Sashatz of Musaf and Tal. That itself proves to us that it's Yadalim. Now, you want to hear something fascinating? The Ezra Hashem, the whole of Hamad Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring 6 other Pshatim, and a Price, and a Tanoim, and a Meroim. All the way at the bottom of the Yomid, there's a Pshat like that. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi on the bottom of Hamad Aleph says, and I quote, Rabbi Yossi, I don't need all your other 5 Pshatim that you said until now. Now, that Avad catch on means Be'er of Yontif. Oh, Yene, Ella Be Yontif. So the Gemara, Tamaloim, or Achalak. If Achalak, Achalak means splitting the day in half, so then you're only going to have to do Bir Chametz of Tashbisu after davening on Yom Tov Rishon. Can't be. It's a Moirid Gazach. Why didn't the Gemara say Abaye, which is an Amoirid, like Rav Yossi? You know, similar, later, whoever saw the Gemara ahead, the Gemara brings a pshat from Rava, which we didn't do yet, and the Gemara says, oh, Rava is like one of the Tanoim. Abaye is also like one of the Tanoim. According to Tosfos, the second pshat, Abaye is like one of the Tanoim. Kacha, that's what comes out.
Not a
stira. Achalak would be a stira. I mean, it's more than a stira. I don't know if you need a stira even. There's 18 hours. There's a problem. Yeah. Okay, if you want to call this a stira. I hear. So then maybe for 7 hours. I said maybe for 7. Maybe it takes them 7 days. Takes them 8 days. What are you going to do then? Now, that is the setup of Abaye. So again, like Rashi, Abaye was a stira. Like the erste pshat of Tosfos, Abaye was an extra word. Like the second pshat, the achalak, which we already knew about, is telling us, hey, it can't be tesvav. That means you're allowed to have chametz mitzat tashbisu attitude until chatzos yom of tesvav. Yesterday we ended up with a question, though. According to Rashi, can you do it? Tashbisu means bittul, and tashbisu also means physical destruction. And we already went through that Tosis wasn't soybel that earlier, but Rashi is willing to explain and accept and go that these in. Tashbisu can mean one of two things. Tashbisu could mean bittul, and tashbisu could mean physical. But we ended with a question. Tashbisu, physical, you could first start at 12. Tashbisu or bittul, you rather can't, because bittul can't be done after this manisa. Now some people say, okay, fine, so be realistic. Bittul has to be done before, and physical tashbisu could be done after. But that's good for my kasha. What's the oimek of such a zach? How do you accept, how should it be understood that the same word tashbisu, which you want to say has a dual meaning, okay, I accept that it has a dual meaning, physical and in your heart. But that in that dual meaning gufa, it comes out differently, that the tashbisu of doing it in your heart has to be before this man, and the tashbisu of doing it physical has to be after. It's not geshmak. So I want to speak out a moirat that you said from the Megina Shloima, which we spoke out, which is in the Mar Mekoymes. A moirat that gazach, in the Megina Shloima. The Megina Shloima says, you know, the Gemara says, tashbisu ve'ena mitzafra, maybe to start in the morning. He says it does. Tashbisu starts yudalit in the morning. And you know what tashbisu says? Acholak, the day is split in half. There's a famous hakira. Get ready, this is very important. Is tashbisu a mitzvah esrig? You know, there are many mitzvahs. The mitzvah of esrig. What are you supposed to do with an esrig? You shuckle it. When?
Yemarishin.
And the Yemarishin means tesvav, not yudalit. There's a half meaning that it should mean yudalit. The Gemara asks that, by the way. But it means tesvav, but when on tesvav? I mean, maybe it's reason magdim on the mitzvah, but the entire day. Now, there's another mitzvah that you're supposed to do with a gluski yofa on your dalit. You're not supposed to do nanuim with a gluski yofa. You're supposed to destroy it. That's what you're supposed to do. Make sure it's a gluski yofa. Check for the magnifying glass. That's it. Hashena gluski yofa. Hashena esrig. And then you do the mitzvah sayayin. What's the mitzvah sayayin? To burn it. When? The whole day. Or is tashbisu a totally different word? It's an isser. It's usser to have chametz. Says the Megina Shloima Moirat Yisoid. Ach cholok. Split the day in half. Get ready for this. The first day, the first half of the day, from the morning, from Alois, from 6 to 12, from Alois, from the morning till Chatzois, Tashbisu is a mitzvah. And then at Chatzois, it switches modes. Now it's an Isser. This is a big chiddush, because again, there's a whole chakiris. Minchas Chinuch talks about it. Other Achronim, is Tashbisu a mitzvah or an Isser? Says the Megina Shloima, it's both. The first half of the day, it's a mitzvah. The second half of the day, it's an Isser. Now, the first half of the day, that it's a mitzvah. You could do the destroying already then, but you could wait. I'm sorry for the pun, it's the brentnish, you know? It's not, you could wait. But once it's coming, chatzais, what? The Megina Shloima is before Rav Nachum. 400 years before Rav Nachum, he'll, 1 second. The first half of the day, there's a mitzvah. Grada, if you want to choose the oifen of bittul, be realistic. Could you do bittul after Zman Isser? No. So it's different than Esser. Esser, you could do 5 in the afternoon also. If you want to choose to do bitul of tashbisu of leiv, you know that after 12 it's not going to be able to be, so you do it before. But it's not crazy that that's together. The mitzvah started in the morning already. But the physical life, you can wait till later. But how much later could you wait? Not past 12, not at 12:01. Don't wait till 12:01 or 3 or 5 in the afternoon. Why? Als esrog, I could have waited till then. But now it's really usr. And there's a beautiful deek. Rashi says, achalok miksasai mutter u miksasai usr. It doesn't say miksasai potter. What? No, it's the Isser of Tashbisu. That is the Isser. Tashbisu, again, you have to appreciate the godless of it, that there's a hakir of Tashbisu was a mitzvah, like there are, there's a mitzvah of Esrig, and then there's a, you know what, you want an example? There's a mitzvah of Tashbisu of Shabbosai, not doing Malach on Yom Tov. That's an Isser. It's a mitzvah's essay. It's Osir to do Malach on Yom Tov. Which one is Tashbisu of Chametz? Like an Esrig or not doing Malach on Yom Tov? Both! The first half of the day, it's a mitzvah. The second half of the day, now it's already Osir. Now let's see, when the Gemara says that Achmi Amarishin means Yudalid, the Gemara has a few Havaminas now. Let's first work it out. Frek the Gemara, the Eres Takashis. Ah, this is a confusing one. Ve'emel Rabbis Leil Chamisha also appear. Wow. Frek the Gemara, no. Maybe Tashbisu, back to 7 p.m., back to basics. Maybe it's 7 p.m. Hashoyel Yishal, it can't be 7 p.m. There was a Sfira, there was a Yatura, we know that. No, said the Gemara, no. I have a pshat. Sal Kedai Techamina, get ready. Yomim, Shivas Yomim lo yimotzei. Yomim ksiv. Yomim in lei lo sloy. I want to milk this havmina. It's a moment of gazach. A lot of Achronim learn that according to this havmina, not only the first night, all 7 nights of Pesach. Chametz is only usher by day, not by night. Avadi, you can't eat chametz by night. But you're allowed to have chametz by night. At night, you're allowed to have chametz. At day, you can't. That's what it says. Yomim in, Leilos Leil. Others say, no, dafka the first night. So then I ask, why does it say Leilos? Leilos Lashon Rabim. Unless it means Leil Tesvav of many years. Okay, maybe you can say that. Well, you could say, no, this happening was going to be that the din of Baal Yimotzi was only by day, not by night. And it's Tashbisu that comes to say, Kamash Malon, Afilu Leilos. And like this chat, and we said this already, it's a crisis because we're coming back. So when does Tashbisu? I would have thought that it doesn't start till the morning. Now Tashbisu says it's from the night. So when does Tashbisu start? 7 p.m. When does Baal Yiras start? 7 p.m. 17-minute crisis. Back to the problem. How are you going to deal with that? That's one problem. Tosfos has another kasha. The Gemara could have said, have a matzi l'shnuyei b'yoyim ksiv. Hooray, in a few minutes, the Gemara is going to ask, maybe it means leil yudalid. Maybe beer chum, it starts leil. When we do bedika, the havmina was then that you're going to be doing beer. The Gemara answers, no, that's not good because it says b'yoyim. So Tosfos here also, it says b'yoyim. That itself should nix the option of learning leil tesvav. The Marshal over here in the back works it out. He says, no, in the havmina of yudalid, yoyim has to mean day. But in the havmina over here, that you're being marble leil tesvav, the word b'yoyim could mean the day, the Jewish day of Leil Tesvav. He has that worked out. Yeah, he bought Shvira. Yeah, twice a Shvira, yeah. The Gemara could have said it, yeah. Gemara gave a good teretz. What's wrong with having two teretz? A lot of times you say a lot of teretz. The Gemara gave a teretz why it can't be Leil Tesvav. Who had then the Gemara could have said another teretz why it's not Leil Tesvav? Our minute always has to say a lot of teretz.
So the Hekesh is like a very elaborate.
Say it, but our minute always say a lot of teretz. Short ones, elaborate ones. The Gemara gave elaborate. Yeah, Taisa says it could have answered that. But I want to still sit on this one. Again, I want to go through all the Shlava and the Gemara, but I'm focused on this one now. We're at the Shlava and the Gemara when the Gemara thinks that Ach B'yam Rishon means Leil Tesvav. If it's Leil Tesvav, there's no Chiddush of the extra word. No, Fakir, the Havmin would be it doesn't start till the day. Leil Tesvav. Very careful. So when are you going to do Bir Chametz like this Havmin? 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Zok to Rosh Yosef, no. Not 7 p.m. Midnight. Acholok. The same way the figure Emes that beer is on Yoim Yudalid, but we don't start from the morning. We do it Chatzoy Sayoim. Avad and this happening also. Leil Tesvav, but then you're going to Ach Cholok, that's a verb. And in fact, in this Havamina, the beer would be Chatzoy of Leil Tesvav. So I don't get it. You come home for the Alan Echon, you come home, the Tat Kim Tam for Shil, Titan, the Kit, the Bath, the Mach Kit, the Kin, this is Einschlaf, Kim Freg, the Manishtana, Karpas Yakat Market, Rob, some Mighty Matzah, it's still Chometz Day. Right? You get to the Avni Nei, not Chad Gadya, yeah. Who is Makbet Chad Gadya on the Chatzois? When you get to the Avni Nei, there's Chatzois, then you're going to do that Tashbisu, Achalok. It's a chiddush from the Rosh Yosef. He does say it, but Lule the Rosh Yosef, you could have learned that this Havamin of Emel El Tesvav would be 7 p.m. I leave you with the option. It's either 7 p.m. or 12 a.m. Midnight. El Tesvav, when Elio comes, yeah? Avada, you can't eat chametz. Like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't eat chametz already since before. We're dealing with whether this Tashbisu. Now, what about the 17-minute crisis? Can we figure this out? How could the Gemara have a Havmini? We're still on base. How could the Gemara have a Havmini that I really would have thought that maybe Tashbisu, the Pasuk is coming to tell you that it starts on Leil Tesvav, and Pasuk Shal Leil Tesvav without the Rosh Yosef's tricky midnight thing, it would be from 7 p.m. So when is Tashbisu going to start? 7 p.m. How long is it going to take you to burn the chametz? 17 minutes. What does Baal Yiras say?
Starts Alos Leil Tesvav.
No, without the Rosh Yosef.
Oh,
the Gemara is saying Shiva's Yomim, it's only Yomim. Oh, so some want to say that in this Havamina, I'm going to go extreme. Some want to say that in this Havamina, Shiva's Yomim is only days, not nights. And you're allowed, there's no Baal Yimotzei at nights. And we're remaining like that. There's no Baal Yimotzei all 7 nights of Pesach. And when does Baal Yiras start? Aloyz HaShachar. And who then every single night? Again, it gets cut off, and then Aloyz HaShachar. Tashbisu was at 7 p.m. There's no 17-minute crisis. But Parshat Pshat, you don't know like that. Parshat Pshat is, the Havmina would have been that there's no Baal Yimotzei at nights. But now the Tashbisu does start at night, it's Megala on the Lo Yimotzei. And the Lo Yimotzei also starts at night. And if the Lo Yimotzei also starts at night, back to the 17-minute crisis. What's the answer? The answer is that the 17-minute crisis is only because the Baal Yimotzei is conformed with the Tashbisu. If over here, Baal Yimotzei in of itself would have been a Leisa Shachar, it's only Tashbisu that's setting it up. It's allowed to go along with the Tashbisu rules. I won't even, let's go with the Rosh Yosef. Like the Rosh Yosef, when does Tashbisu start? Midnight. When does Baal Yimotzei start? Baal Yiras Baal Yimotzei? Let's say it slaps it along. So Tashbisu starts midnight, Memele Baal Yimotzei starts midnight. But what about the other nights now? What about the other nights? How does that work? Anyways, the Gemara says this is not happening. Zok the Gemara, and Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to get to Achalak now, but I'm already letting you know, tomorrow the Shir is going to focus much, we're going to go back, and we're going to still on the Hekesh. This Hekesh that I'm going to read quickly now, we're going to go back to it tomorrow as a full Shir. But, because I want to first set the structure for the Achalak. The Gemara says, no, hahu lo yistruchlein. Don't tell me that you need Tashbisu to teach you that I would have thought it's only the days and not the nights. No. I very well know that Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, and Tashbisu will start at the night. Because the Ha'iskash has Pashasar l'Achilas Chametz. There's a Hekesh from the Tashbisu to the Achilas Chametz. And there's another Hekesh from the Chametz to the Matzah, as the Gemara elaborates. Hashpasasar l'Achilas Chametz, the Chsiv Shevasiyam, Yimsal l'Yimotze, Bevatechem, Ki Chalaychal Chametz v'Nichusa. And the next step, Achilas Chametz to Achilas Matzah, the Chsiv Komachmetz, Lysachel, Bechomach, Vesechem, Teichel Matzahs. And Matzah, it says, Be'erev Teichel Matzahs. So stop, done deal, Be'emis, wrap that Hekesh up, put it away. We're doing it tomorrow. For the record, the Gemara quotes Pesukim Yotes and Chof. Why didn't it quote Pesuk Tesvav? Tomorrow, open up a chumash, there's three psukim yamamish. There's a lot of information here. We're gonna focus on that hekesh for a lot of its repercussions. But for today, we trusted that, yeah, no chance, not happening. Avada bal yirah bal yimotzei starts at night. There's no crazy thing that Pesach for 7 days is only the days, not the nights. It's not happening, and we're back to square one. And Rabbi Zoi was saying, Avada, Abaya, Stira, Yitura, Acholak, Rashi, Toisvis. Tashbisu was not simple, it starts the day before. Frek de Gemara, new one. Ve'emol le rabois lele yudalit. Very important. In this happening, when does Tashbisu start?
7 p.m. the night before.
The time that we're in real Yiddishkeit, we do B'dikas Chametz. That's klar, that's the happening now. Ve'emol le rabois lele yudalit. So when does Tashbisu start? Lele yudalit. When does Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei start? In this Havamina? I want to say an important announcement. There are those that would be tempted to say, there's this Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotzei gets schlepped along with Tashbisu. I think we have a problem. The Pasuk says Bal Yiroa is for 7 days. You want to tell me Bal Yiroa is for 7 1/4 days? I'll swallow it. You can't tell me Bal Yiroa starts Lel Yadala. Then it's for 8 days. It says 7 days. I'm almost insisting, that in this Havamina, Tashbisu is going to start Lel Yadala. Bal Yiroa is going to still start Lel Tesvav. How could Bal Yiroa start Lel Yadalit? Then Bal Yiroa is going to be 8 days. So someone told me, no, Bal Yiroa will end on Chaf. Bal Yiroa will end on Chaf. Bal Yiroa will be from Yadalit to Chaf, and Tashbisu will be from Tesvav to Chaf Aleph. It's an option. It's an option, you know. I mean, have you ever seen such things? You know, I'll tell you.
No, you can't,
because there's Tashbisu still. There won't be Bal Yiroa, but there will be Tashbisu. You know, there's a Tyrus Koyanim. This is Zaitik, okay, for 1 minute. There's a Tyrus Koyanim. If you look in the Pesukim Parshas Emor, it says there are 7 days of Sukkot, and then it says there are 7 days for Dalet Minim. There's actually a Tyrus Koyanim that learns that has a Havamina. Havamina only. That the 7 days of Dalet Minim is afterwards. Sukkot is from Tesvav to Chafalf, and then the Dalet Minim holiday is from Chav Beis to Chav Tes. There's a Pasuk that teaches you not like that, but you know, we can do things like that. Hakaponim, again. The happening here is that Tashbisu is starting early Yudalid. I know that Lefiya Emes, that Tashbisu starts from Chatzoy Sayoyim, there are Rishayim, namely Rashi and the Rambam, that Bal Yiroa also starts 6 hours earlier. 6 hours earlier, with a grois of kvetch I could hear. That it's 7 days, but you know, with edge around. But a full day before that, it's not seven, it's eight. I don't know. No, it's not a problem. I'm speaking out. That in Chanami, the word that the Bal Yiroa schleps along with the Tashbisu won't be true in this Shlav. You see that there's a Shlav that they can be split. No, because there are those that say Rashi and Rama hold, they have to go together. That's where do they come that Bal Yiroa goes with Tashbisu? Because they have to go together. They don't have to go together. In this Havamina of the Rabbis Lel Yadal, they're not going together. Seven can't be eight. You know, someone asked me, in the Havamina that Tashbisu starts, Tashbisu starts midnight, right? According to the Rosh Yosef, Tesvav meant midnight, not the beginning. There also, can you have Bal Yiroa?
It's 18. What's a
yom? Yeah, I don't know how far you want to do it. But I have an interesting shiloh. There's a Havamina that we're going to do with Tashbisu early Yadalit, right? Question, in this Havamina. So what time does Tashbisu start?
7 p.m.
Once again, of course, Rosh Yosef says it's not going to be 7 p.m. He's already always chalaking it. He says it would be midnight of Orly Adalit. Same way we said on Lel Tesvav, the Rosh Yosef said it would be midnight. He says over here also it would be midnight. But assuming it's not, it's the beginning of the night. When are you going to do B'dikas Chametz? In this Havamina. When are you going to do an interesting question? If I'm holding on the line of the Emo Lirabois Leil Yudalit, the Gemara has a Havamina that Bir Chametz, Tash Bisu, is Orl Yudalit. When are you going to do Bedikas Chametz? An hour before. Venivdak Beshis. Shis, not Shis, the 6th hour, Shis, 6 o'clock. I want to say a big Chiddush. First of all, some say you would do Bedika Orl Yud Gimel in this Havamina. I want to say a Chiddush. You can do Bedikas Chametz, 7 p.m. How long is Bidika going to take you? What do we know from the Gemara? How long does Bidika take? An hour. How long does beer take? 17 minutes. If you're going to start Bidika at 7 p.m., so how long is it going to take you from the beginning of your Bidika till you finish the beer? An hour and 17 minutes. I want to say a chiddush. Yesterday we said, today also, Rabbeinu Peretz says that you're allowed to start at 7. How can you start at 7? Aye, till 7:17 is going to be chametz. Hoyel v'mechazer of levara harayel kimavur. You're in the process. You're in the process. Things are fine. I want to say a chiddush. Doing Bidika is also in the process. Now, careful. Lefi ha'emes when we do bedika on Orl Yedalit, but Tashbisu is not till the next night. When we're doing bedika, don't tell me you're in the process of destroying it. You're in the process of destroying it. You're planning to order, well, it depends, either from KD or Essex or wherever you order from. You're going to still be eating chametz afterwards. So your bedika is not your mechazer levari. But in this havdalah, that bedika beer is a package. Orl Yedalit starts the system. Bedika beer, I want to say a big chiddush. A throat vibe from Rabbeinu Peretz. Hoyalu mechazer olav lebeitke olavaroi harayu kemavur. And the fact that at 7:40, you're still forgetting you didn't strike the match. You're still searching, but the guy's looking at you saying, no, I'm in the process. I want to take Rabbeinu Peretz a step further, so I don't let me do it.
What?
No, in the system, in Rabbeinu Peretz, yeah, Avad. In Rabbeinu Peretz, I want to know if Rabbeinu Peretz's idea of Hoyal Mechazer of Levaroi, can you even say it more? Hoyal Mechazer of Levaroi, but again, not a regular Bedika, because regular Bedika, there's a lull of time when you eat chametz in between. What?
Would it be in the specific person, like till he's done, you think he'd eat it or whatever?
No, for sure you could eat. One second.
Yeah.
For sure you could eat. No, one second. And this happening, for sure you could eat. It's early Adalit. No one says there's an Isra Echilas chametz at this point. But you have to, there's the Ramban. No, he's right. If you have to destroy it already in this Havmina, we have a Yesod. When you have to destroy something, you can't eat it.
You can't. Didn't destroy it. You're in the middle of destroy.
But you're in the middle of search and destroy. You're in the middle of search and destroy.
In this Havmina, the two would be linked from each other. Like, you still have Isra Echilas starting the next day, but you have to
The passes would be, and Rabbi Yehuda's din of Achila Zichel wouldn't start till the next day, but there's a Ramban that says that the Tashbisu itself says an Isra Achila. And in this Havin, if there's a Tashbisu at early Adalit, it's going to be a problem. You have to rethink it. Fret the Gemara, the Eima Mitzafra. What does the Gemara mean at this Shlav? The Eima Mitzafra. Yudalit in the morning, when do you do Bedika the night before? And then Yudalit in the morning, from Alois HaShachar, starts Tashbisu. And what does it mean, the Eima Mitzafra? So right away, 6 a.m., you have to right away do Tashbisu? And 6:01, if you didn't start, you're a problem or no? You have the whole day. It's like Esrig. Ve'eimah mitzafra. When do you have to shakal Esrig? From Tzafra till Shkia. Maybe here also. Ve'eimah mitzafra means from Tzafra till Shkia. It means the whole day.
Why are we changing the meaning for Tzafra?
No, Tzafra means the morning, but the mitzvah will start in the morning. But if it's a mitzvah, you have the whole day to do the mitzvah, though.
No, but to keep it equivalent, it means it has to be 6, and Rabbeinu Peretz, it may be till 6:17, but it has to be at 6. No. Isn't that what the other Shlavim Gemara meant? It's Dafka
at
that time.
Why am I suddenly changing it over here? I want to think about it. I want to keep it as an option though. I'm not sure. The Eima Mitzafra. I have to rethink it. Says the Gemara Acholok. And now we have a Machloikas. Rashi means Wamshad Acholok just means it's a Mamait. So you say Mixas is Mutter. And then it brings the Gematria that again, the 7 letters, Aleph through Zion, then get paired up with partners. Aleph can go back with a Ches. Days with a test, v'chulei, till you get to Nun. And then again, Samach through Shin get set up as partners again. So Aleph can switch to a Ches, Chav can switch to a Tzadi. So Ach is Chet. So you split the day in half. Now you split the day in half, and I'm coming full circle now to the Megina Shleima. The Megina Shleima says, let's again stall it back. We got to the Maskon. Again, tomorrow we're going back to that. We're going back to also, but we're going to focus back on the Hekesh with the Taf Toises. That's a big avoid. I wanted to get the Tzura of the Gemara to Acholik. We're going to come back to that. But we're holding out with Acholik. We went through a process. We saw that the Pshut HaShemikra of the Pasuk says, Ach Bayei Marishayin, Kipshut it would mean Leil Tesvav. Frek the Gemara, Leil Abayo, Leil Rashi, there's a Stira. Leil Taisus, there's a Yetura, or the Acholik. And we came to a conclusion that we got to change things. Then we went through a few Shlavim. First the Gemara thought, maybe there's a Rebbe for Leil Tesvav because there's this crazy happening that only by the day, not by the night. We nixed that because of the Hekesh, which we're doing tomorrow. But then the Gemara had a few other happenings. Eimol the Rabbis, Leil Yudalid, Eimat Safra, and we finally got to Acholik. Reminder, the Rosh Yosef says that in the Laila Havamina, Saidalel Tesavov Havamina, and Saidalel Yudalel Havamina, he already played with the Acholic, and it would actually mean midnight, not midday. But now we're finally getting to the Biyoin, Biyoin Ksiv, and Safra, and we finally come to Acholic. So first of all, interesting, the Zohar asks, it says, Ach, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'asiru L'chodesh Yom Kippur. It says, Ach. What's the Ach over there? State that because the second half of Yom Kippur is harder. The first half of the day, I'm still not hungry that day. Ach, it's Acholic. The clock strikes 12. It's a psychological thing. Avoid this Yom Kippur. There's an Acholic over there also. Yeah? I'm asking. So, no. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Acholic. The Megidda Shleimah. Ki Yaduah, there's a major Chakir. If Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay, like weird tefillin, shakal aluluv, burn a gluski yafe. I have the whole day to do it. Mitzacheni, there's an, like, Shvisa of Yom Tov, on Shabbos. Don't do malacha. Don't have chametz. The chametz should be put to rest. How? You know, Rav Nachum, we keep on saying, says that Bal Yiroah is an essay. It goes together. Tashbisu is a lav. It's both. Tashbisu is an essay. So which one is it? And again, there are achrayim that portray each way. The Megidda Shleimah beautifully wants to say, that's the split of the acholik. At the beginning of Yom Yudalid, starts a mitzvah that you should be mashpis. Sebrent noch nisht to do it. But it's a mitzvah to do. You could do it already then. And for the record, we've learned before, bittul, you better do by 11:59 because of technical reasons, because you know you can't do it afterwards. If you would know that your esrog is going to be taken away by 10 a.m., you have a dalad mina, but someone's coming to take it at 10 a.m. You're allowed to do dalad mina the whole day. You have a dalad mina because you told you made mishtadlus to get it. You know at 10 o'clock someone's taking it away. It's forever. So, azoy, if you wouldn't have such a situation, you know you have toshkia. Know what's it? Yeah. But if you know someone's going to take it away, so then avad, you better do it at 9:59.
Yeah.
If you know, one second. If you know you have it the whole day and it's 9:59, you're not being mevatel an essay. But if you know it's being taken away and you know the vadoy is the way, place where you are, you're not going to be getting another esrog. You're doing the bittul essay right now. You have an esrog, it's available. It's 9:59. Zok the rabbi. Yeah, thank you. Zok the Megidda Shleimah. You know that at 12 you can't do bittul anymore. So even though the essay of Tashbis is the whole day and the physical life is the whole day and the physical life you can do at 3 in the afternoon, but the delay even you're the clock, it's going to be over by 11:59. Do it at 11:59. The physical life in, so get ready. Aus the mitzvah of doing the physical life in, do it at 5:59 for all I care. Aber acholok at 12 starts another matziv. It's asr to have chametz. To wait to 12:01 is already, I wouldn't say bittel, but already an isser essay. And that's beautiful how the acholok sets things up. That the chetzi riyayim rishay, the chetzi harishon of the yayim is an essay. Is this Megidda Shleimah true also in the other havamina? This would be fun. This is a speculation. You know, the Rosh Yosef that says that Zayin Leil Tesvav, it meant midnight of the night of Seder, and Zayin Leil Yadalad, it meant the midnight of Leil Yadalad. There also, there's already a Megidda Shleimah system. Something to think about.
I read places it's not two answers. It's one answer saying it's not true.
Yeah, but according to the second shot, it's not because it's an extra word. It's acholik. Rabbi Yossi says
a shot. Second shot, it's not ba'idi shot.
It's just ba'id. Furthermore, adding on to the first shot.
No,
what's
but he
says.
But
the
yitur is the ach. I know, but then he.